Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a vital subject today, and that is the COVID lie. Do you believe we've been lied to, deceived? Do you believe that somehow, some way, American citizens have been lied to and put in a position of hysteria and fear? As one person had written, when a person lives in fear, they make irrational decisions. There's some that think that somehow, some way, we're supposed to just simply as sheeple, not as people, we the people, as sheeple, simply bow and bend at every whim and wish of the dictatorial mindset of some of the governors and mayors. I believe we have Joseph on the line. Go over to the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, I'd be interested in your analysis of what I'm about to say. I think we need new legislation that prevents government officials from any authority to mandate health precautions, masks, distancing, anything like that. COVID-19 is all about preparing the masses for socialism and totalitarian government. Only sick people should be restricted. Leave the rest of us the heck alone.
Joseph, I'm glad you said that. Let me just simply say this openly. I've already talked with several of our DeVol delegation for our legislators in Tallahassee, asking them to come up with some type of legislation. I've gotten several commitments from several of the legislators, several of those that are in the House of Representatives and as senators that have gotten commitments from them to introduce legislation in the spring that will limit the time that a mayor or a governor can continue to give edicts, that is, executive orders that we the people need to live under, that's not legislative, it's not law, and therefore it's the fiat orders. I'm exactly on target and on the same page of music with you. We need that legislation, we need that passed, and I would recommend everyone listening, everyone on the sound of my voice today, to call Representative Yarbrough, to call Senator Bean, to call our legislative delegation, some of the new ones that's just been put into the House for our new legislative session. Call them, insist that they introduce legislation that will limit the authority and the power of governors and mayors. I don't mind them having executive order, say, for 30 days. But there's only 2 states, and I cannot call those 2 states now. I know I've researched, and there are 2 states that if the governor or the mayors have executive orders, it's good for 2 cycles, i.e. 30 days, 30 days. End of 60 days, they must, one of them is 60 days and one's 90 days, they must have legislative authority, that is law, to extend it beyond that period of time. You're exactly right. What we're doing today in America, we're living under fiat executive orders, 30 days by 30 days by 30 days by 30 days, and the people, we the people, are simply having to endure and to continue to be beaten down, browbeaten, and threatened by mayors and governors that want to be dictators. In fact, Senator Rubio has just challenged some of that. We've had Senator Rand Paul that from the well of the Senate challenged some of the governors and the mayors with their dictatorial edicts and executive orders. So you're exactly right. I pray that those listening today, get on your telephones, go to your emails, go to your computers, and contact your representatives. the one that's in your district, the representative in the state of Florida, and insist that they introduce legislation that will limit the period of time that governors and mayors can have fiat executive orders that citizens must live under. Joseph, you're exactly right, brother. We're thinking on the same page of music. Thank you so much for your call and for your insight. I believe we have Pastor Davis on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, Brother Davis, how are you?
Great. Good morning. I hope you're doing well.
Oh, all is well. We thank God for everything that you have been saying today on the program. And I'm also, like you, I'm scratching my head and wondering what's happening with the church world, the body of Christ. They're not, like you said, standing up, speaking up, you know, against a lot of these things that are coming out now, especially in what you're explaining to us today as becoming the truth, the lies that's been told about the COVID. Now, you and I both have said that the pathogen is real. We know that. We know some people that's been affected by it. We've never told anyone not to, you know, wash and sanitize, which are things that we should have been doing all of our lifetime. But then when it comes down to the other false information and ambiguous language that's being put out there concerning the COVID, it seems like the church world is just out there accepting things as they are. When we go to the scripture, Dr. Youngblood, 1 John 4, and I'm just going to be very short, verse number 1 said, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world." Not only do we need to try the spirits, Dr. Youngblood, but we need to try this information. We have the Word of God to compare, you know, anything that's out there. I mean, we can sift things through the Word of God and get the truth out of it. And when we come to know and understand what the truth is pertaining to the Word of God, then, Dr. Youngblood, that will save us from walking in error. That will save us from believing everything that's put out there. Because if they're lying to us about this, what else are they not lying about? We found out so many things pertaining to the election and all these other things that are false information that's out there. And Christians seem to be, I don't know, I mean, maybe they're sucking this stuff up. I mean, but this is not how it should be. Like you said, it's time for us to wake up. It's high time for us to wake up out of sleep, because our salvation is nearer than when we first believe. Thank you.
Brother, you're exactly right. In fact, in Colossians 2:8, the scripture says, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophies and vain deceit, after the tradition of men and the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." And we're being deceived by false philosophies today. In fact, thank you, Pastor Davis, for your input. You're exactly right. As Christians, of all people, as Christians, we ought to be awake, alert, and understand when we're being deceived and take a stand. I don't understand the philosophy that we're to just simply bow and bend. The three Hebrew men, young men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't bow, they didn't bend when they were challenged to do so. And as a result of that, the scripture says they didn't burn. They were thrown in the furnace, but they survived because God stood with them. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that says Marco Rubio, Senator Rubio, takes aim, A-I-M, at Dr. Fauci for deceiving the public about masks. Now, here's a man that is one of our senators, state senator for the state of Florida, Marco Rubio. And Senator Rubio has publicly taken a stand. Senator Marco Rubio blasted, this article says, Dr. Anthony Fauci over the weekend, criticizing the infectious disease doctor for his startling admission that he made last week, as he acknowledged he intentionally misled the American public about coronavirus and herd immunity and masks. The Florida senator did not mince words. He called Dr. Fauci an outright liar, end quote. Quote, "Dr. Fauci lied about masks in March," Rubio said. "Dr. Fauci has been distorting the level of vaccinations needed for herd immunity for the nation." According to Marco Rubio, Fauci's attitude toward the American public is symptomatic of a larger problem that those in control think they know best for us and they can lie to us. End quote. It's what I'm talking about today, ladies and gentlemen, that we've been deceived, we've been lied to. Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, Dr. Tedros, which is out of the World Health Organization, and the world and the CDC, ladies and gentlemen, they change their philosophy and their position and their rhetoric almost daily on their website. may I remind us, here's an article that says, with skyrocketing mental health crisis, church proves the healthiest place to be. They've shut down our churches. They've shut down our businesses. They locked our businesses up. And as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we're finding thousands. In fact, I believe the latest figure was approximately 200,000 people have died, not from COVID, but from absolute hysteria, fear, and a sense of hopelessness and helplessness that caused them to commit suicide, take their own lives, a drug overdose or alcohol abuse that led to death, etc. This article says, through all the divisive issues in 2020, Americans have shared at least one common trait, skyrocketing stress. The American Psychological Association calls it a national mental health crisis with potentially serious health and social consequences for many years to come. Columbia University professor of clinical psychiatry, Michael Libowitz, said the pandemic is a huge added stress factor. This makes the spike in anxiety and medications understandable. Prescriptions rose by 34% in a matter of months when the pandemic broke out. People have attempted to decrease their stress through entertainment, alcohol, prescription, or recreational drugs. In Oregon, its citizens just voted to make virtually all drugs legal, even though many of them have proven to be lethal. But people of faith in America appear to have a better solution. That is weekly church attendance, measuring by gender, ethnicity, income level, ages of political affiliation. The Gallup survey shows that Americans all reported a decrease in their mental health in 2020. That is to say, Americans in every category except the regular churchgoers comprised the only group that actually improved in their mental health during the turbulence of 2020, end quote. It is dependent upon the Lordship of Jesus Christ. It's the realization and the recognition that He is our only hope, but at the same time, being mentally, cognitively aware of what's taking place and take a stand for truth, to learn the truth, to live the truth, to listen to the truth, and to stand for truth, even if it means standing to our very death. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the things that's taking place is the fact that we're being lied to. And as we're being lied to, it is the thing that's happening through our hospitals, through our medical officials, etc. Because our hospitals, the mega financial benefits for each death certificate that is listed and showing COVID-19, for example, there's a new audit of the deaths in Minnesota. Now, listen very carefully. This is the apex of what we're wanting to talk about. This is the central focus of what we're saying about the COVID lie. Listen carefully. If you disbelieve this, go online, validate it for yourself. It's online. But in the state of Minnesota, they've discovered that 40% of the deaths listed as COVID, 40% or more of the total deaths were absolutely fallacious, false, phony. Some of the deaths in Minnesota that were listed as COVID, an individual was ejected from a car in an automobile accident that was listed as COVID. One had 3 gunshot wounds in his body that killed him. It was listed as COVID. When they did an audit of the death certificates in the state of Minnesota, listen carefully, just one state, when they did the audit, it showed 40% error, 40% of those that were listed as death by COVID. Here's the article. Minnesota state lawmakers call for an audit of COVID-19 death certificates. Quote, in a dangerous video released Thursday, 2 state lawmakers called for a full audit of the death certificates for Minnesota, 4,723 COVID deaths. When people live in fear, they make irrational decisions and they look at the world through a different lens. Their life is based on fear instead of living their life to the full potential, said State Representative Mary Franson, Republican of Alexandria, who obtained some of the raw files of COVID-19 death certificates from the Minnesota State Health Department. Quote, what Representative Franson has uncovered is not quibbling. We are not trying to be political. We're just trying to follow the facts. These facts you got didn't come from some secret treasure trove. They came from the Department of Health, State Department of Health, said Dr. Jensen, a practicing physician, listen, who was investigated by the Minnesota Board of Medical Practices on 2 occasions this year after anonymous complaints were filed against him. quote, I sort of got myself into hot water way back in April when I made the comment that I was, as a physician, being encouraged to death certificate differently with COVID-19 than the other disease entities. For 17 years, the CDC document that guides us as physicians to death certificates has stood, but this year we were told through the Department of Health and the CDC that the rules were changing if COVID-19 was involved. He continued, according to the video, Jensen and Franson looked at 2,800 death certificate data points and found that 800 of the 2,800, 800 of them did not have COVID-19 listed as the underlying cause of death, but were still counted as COVID-19 deaths. Listen, the underlying cause could have been a heart attack, could have been death by three bullets in the body, could have been death as being ejected through window of an automobile in a car accident, but nevertheless, they still listed that counted them as COVID-19 deaths. Dr. Jensen said, those 800 people may have died with COVID-19, but not of COVID-19. In other words, they discovered perhaps a small amount of the pathogen in their system. But ladies and gentlemen, when you go back and you discover the fact that, according to Dr. Fauci himself, admitted that COVID test picks up harmless dead viruses. I'm looking at the headlines of an article. Dr. Anthony Fauci admitted in a newly resurfaced video that the widely used PCR test picks up harmless fragments of coronavirus, resulting in many, 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 many false cases that result in overstating the threat of COVID-19. Further in this article, entitled Minnesota State Lawmaker Calls for COVID-19 Death Certificate Audit. That means, he said, that the number was inflated by 40%, Dr. Jensen said, who explained that the key diagnosis on a death certificate is the UCOD, that is the underlying cause of death. In some cases, a person was ejected from a vehicle and died, but they were counted as a COVID death because the virus was found in the system. I have other examples where COVID isn't the underlying cause of death. We have a fall. Altogether, example, with the we have a freshwater drowning, for example, a fall, a freshwater drowning. We have dementia. We have stroke and multi-organ failures, all listed as COVID deaths. The two lawmakers concluded in their elongated, they've got about a one-hour video online that you can look up and listen to. The lawmakers concluded in the video, which has been viewed by 200,000 people on Facebook, by expressing support for the audit of the audit of all the data of the death certificates on a national level. Part of what we're talking about here is exactly what the state of Florida did when they called for an audit. I really think that we need an audit of all of the states across America. We need an audit in Minnesota and other states. And it goes on to talk about the need for the audit, because if in one state the number of COVID deaths inflated by 40%, and then those numbers are perpetrated and absolutely continued on a 24/7 cycle by the Communist Network News and MSNBC, the Socialist Marxist BLM Democratic Communist Party, and others, it's bringing about fear, and fear brings about decisions that ought not to be made in the life and living of human beings, we the people in the United States of America. Why are they doing this? Why are they inflating those numbers? For example, on that video that I speak of with Dr. Jensen and the representative Franson from Minnesota, here's the facts. Here are the details. The federal government has set up a $22 billion CARES Act relief fund to go to hospitals with the COVID death patients. $22 billion. And the high number of COVID patients, if a hospital has 100 plus one, that's over 100. If they have 100 plus one that's admitted to the hospital on the basis of calling it COVID, whether it's COVID fact or COVID fiction, if they list it as COVID, that triggers the numbers. The hospitals are in the state of Minnesota average receiving $76,975 for each patient that they listed as COVID and entered them into the hospital. And that's a round figure, call it $77,000. So follow the money trail, ladies and gentlemen. It's a money trail that mandates that the hospitals list you as having COVID. They get $77,000 more as a result of it. The average for the hospitals, the larger units, the larger hospitals in the state of Minnesota, the average was $25 million per hospital that they receive by showing COVID patients. Hear me. We've been lied to. It's the COVID lie. The larger the hospital, the larger the benefits received from the federal treasury out of the $22 billion set aside for that very fact. In fact, Dr. Fauci is now saying it's beyond just the mask. It's beyond forcing the mask to be worn in the United States of America. Fauci finally says that whether anti-vaxxers will be forced to get vaccines or not. It's coming to that, ladies and gentlemen. And as a result of what we see and what we know now, it's the money factor. And the scripture says in 2 Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is the root of all evil. It is the root, the fundamental root of all evil is the love of money. And because of that, ladies and gentlemen, you would think that those in white jackets, those doctors, those physicians, those hospitals would want to do what's best for your health and for my health. But ladies and gentlemen, it's not based on that at all. It's M-O-N-E-Y. And as a result of that, many of these physicians do not even do the study and the review and the analysis themselves to determine that we've been lied to. And as a result of that, they're forcing their patients to accept their position of having to wear a mask. I was just told by my oncologist that I could not come into his office, could not be seen because I don't wear a mask. And I asked the physician on a personal telephone call if he had reviewed and if he had done the study. He said, Dr. Youngblood, all I know is that in the city of Jacksonville, there is a mask mandate. And ladies and gentlemen, we have the empty suit that's called Lenny Curry that keeps increasing that mask mandate, that mask recommendation on a 30-day by 30-day basis. And here's the latest article. Mayor Curry extends Jacksonville mask mandate. The new extension issued on December the 26th will last another 30 days. It's set now to expire January the 25th. The article reads, according to the mandate, and by the way, he doesn't even call it a mandate. He calls it a recommendation because it's not enforceable by the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. According to the mandate, people must wear a mask or a form of a face covering in public spaces. Notice now, this is in the mandate by the mayor. When they are not able to maintain social distance, if you're any place where you have to be jam-packed with somebody, wear a mask, they say. But if you can social distance, that is, be 6 foot or better apart, you're not mandated to. Yet the physicians, doctor's offices, professional buildings, et cetera, they're simply requiring that for you to walk in the door. And contrary to one of our callers that we're just going to accept it, we don't like the mask, but we're going to wear the mask anyway because we need to submit to it because it's government. No, 10,000 times no. We are not mandated to bow and bend to something that's going to be harmful. Do you realize with a mask on, it reduces your oxygen intake by up to 40%? Do you realize that it destroys the health system in your total body because of a lack of oxygen? In fact, physicians that are using a mask to carry out surgery in a hospital, they're not allowed to wear a mask more than 45 minutes at the time before taking a respite from the mask to be able to get their oxygen level back up to a normal level for them to have proper health. It causes anemia. It causes a total blackout. Someplace, sometimes it causes dizziness, etc. This article reads further about the mayor's mask mandate. The mandate is for everyone 6 years old and older, but there are some exclusions, including people who have medical conditions that prevent them from wearing a mask. If you have an oxygen level that is not sufficient and putting on a mask reduces it so that you risk your health, you should be exempt. But these physicians in Jacksonville and other places are not recognizing that at all. They're just simply going along willy-nilly, as I use the term, simply saying that it's a mandate. So we're going to force you to destroy your health by forcing you to wear a mask. 10,000 times no. As Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, as Americans, as we the people and not we the sheeple, we need to take a stand and say enough is enough. We've been lied to enough. This article says another exclusion is if the face mask prevents someone from receiving services at a business, including eating at a restaurant, receiving a haircut, receiving care at a dentist office. In other words, you don't have to wear a mask if you're at a dentist office, but yet dentists are not doing that. They're forcing you to wear a mask. If you go to a barbershop, beauty shop, you go to a restaurant, some restaurants require you to wear a mask and every now and then slip the mask up to slip a fork of food in. Ladies and gentlemen, that's absolutely stupid if you want to hear my words on it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Dr. Youngblood. This is Let's Face the Issues. That telephone number is 831-0917. You'd like to join in the dialogue and discussion, I'd love to hear from you. Are you wearing a mask? Why? If you are a people and not a sheeple, why not take a stand and say, I'm not going to destroy my health. I'm not going to destroy my oxygen level by wearing a mask and going around because I want to submit, because as a Christian, we're supposed to submit. No, we're not. We're to take a stand. We have a constitution. We're a constitutional republic. And as citizens in America, though we're ultimately citizens of heaven, but we're citizens in our nation, and as citizens, we need to take a stand for that which is right and honorable. This article says, in July, First Coast News asked the city how it plans to enforce the mandate, and we were told residents need to take personal responsibility and simply do the right thing. It is simply cannot be enforced, but just simply do the right thing. I believe we have Tina on the line. Go over the question and comment, please.
Hey, Dr. Youngblood. I enjoy your program every day, and I am on board with you. I think this is ridiculous. They, you know, are mandating these masks, and the as far as the statistics with these deaths on these death certificates, you know, what's really crazy, I have a sister-in-law that's a doctor, and I had asked her back months when all the stuff was happening in New York. She says, oh, no, they have to go to the medical examiners. And I said, oh, no, can you tell me all those bodies that were in those trailers, that every one of them had COVID? So I am on board with you. I think it's ridiculous.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Tina, so much for your input. You're exactly right. I think it's time as Christians, as conservatives, as patriots, that we question the authority over us, understanding that God is sovereign, that God is ultimately in control. But yet, as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, we need to take a stand and understand what is taking place. Here's an article that says, family ejected from a movie theater simply because they had a handicapped girl that could not wear a mask. It's not surprising, this article says, some corporations are having trouble figuring out COVID-19 mandates imposed by their local, state, and federal authorities. But it goes on. It's an elongated article. Very simply put, here's a young lady, a girl, that because of her physical condition, she was not able to wear a mask. And as a result of that, they were absolutely removed from the theater. They were forced out of the theater. The police officers came and ejected them from the theater because that child that could not wear a mask did not have on a mask. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in trouble. We need to continue to look up, lift up our heads, for our redemption draweth nigh. Thank you for joining us on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again, we face the issues.
12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.